Let's talk Gorilla Couch. Steve, you're the one that's most aware of this Gorilla Couch phenomenon. You want a Gorilla Couch.
I do.
How did this start?
I think, I mean, I saw an article about it yesterday and immediately wanted one because it seemed, I think what happened is it's an AI generated image that apparently is going viral. And now a company in China is producing these.
So the AI image, no one knows where that came from. It just went viral.
Well, it was on like different Chinese websites.
Yeah, I think there have been a lot of different products that have showed up that it looks real. I think I know that I've seen like Minions bounce houses that you can tell they're AI generated. They don't really exist, but everyone's like, I want that bounce house.
Mm-hmm. But they put a price on it. So I guess they figure if somebody's willing to pay, I think in this case it was $7,000.
It's a lot for something that would be really ugly and gigantic.
The arms
in
of the couch.
Opinion, look at this thing.
The arms of the couch are the arms of the gorilla.
Now that's the AI one.
Right.
Sitting on its butt, its legs stick out, and then you sit on its belly and its fupa, and then it has a giant head on the back of the couch that's a gorilla head.
It looks awesome.
I would never want that if I had a dog or cat that sheds.
But I would want to sit on it at somebody else's house.
Imagine if we put that thing in place of this couch. I mean, God knows it took us years to get a regular couch, so it would probably, we'd have to start.
Jeff, we need a gorilla couch
this right now, and we might
have
to
buy a tractor
and
trade it for advertising.
Yeah, but this thing is amazing. Look at it.
Yes, but the real ones don't look quite as good, though.
That one looks
they
sad.
Look pretty good.
Well, yeah, but not like this. This is all AI stuff, so those look amazing. They're still way too gigantic, though. You need a huge house. You need such a big room.
Look at that. That's so cool.
I mean, if these couches were real, you're talking, I mean, they're like 12 feet long,
about
9 feet deep,
and about 7 feet tall.
They're gigantic. Imagine if they cut off, if you took King Kong and cut him off just below the breasts. That's about how big the AI couches are.
Wait, is this the real version we're about to see? Because it's so much sadder.
Right. They look
it's
stupid.
Pretty
what
good.
Was
that?
No,
what
it's was the
not.
Festival? Was it a Harry Potter festival or whatever?
No, Firefest.
No, Firefest.
Willy Wonka.
Willy Wonka.
Yes.
This is the Willy Wonka festival or that place.
The Bluey Day.
Yeah. Where it was just a guy wearing a trash bag.
Yep.
All right.
We're about to see the Timu version of a gorilla sofa.
Keep in mind that I saw the real version before I saw the AI version.
And you wanted the real one?
I still thought that the real version was good.
The one we're about to see?
Yes.
Wow, your taste is terrible.
I'm in the China furniture factory and have a look at this gorilla head.
Steve, look at how idiotic that looks.
What do you mean?
Come on,
dirty.
Man.
It looks so good.
Stupid. The other one's face has actually had like kind eyes and stuff. This one is so rubbery, it's nightmare fuel.
It is made on a 3D printer, for sure.
Come on.
It actually belongs to a sofa. I have a client who is asking for this gorilla sofa.
I mean, it's
the
big.
The thing is, this is AI, but in China, everything is possible. They are just producing it right here.
No, it looks itchy.
What?
It looks like they put carpet on it.
All right.
It doesn't look
Someone,
as fluffy. And
Maitland,
lush.
Please.
Lush.
You with me on this?
You know, Steve, my friends and I were talking about when I buy a house someday, I was like, I'll know I've made it when the day comes that I ask either you or Hot Wings or whoever has a truck at the time to come help me pick up some furniture on Facebook Marketplace. And one of you says, Maitland, this is the most god-awful, ugly thing. I cannot believe you are buying this.
Yeah.
But when you see it in my house, you're going to be like, but it kind of works. I want to be with you on this so bad.
And you are?
But I hate it.
Oh.
I think
these are stupid.
I think
it looks like dog furniture.
Yeah, it does. It looks like a great amount of fun.
Yeah.
For toddlers in a basement that's not that nice, and it costs $400.
You think you're fitting that thing down basement stairs?
No, you have to build the house around it.
There's no chance.
First, you lay the foundation, then you lower it in, then you build the structure on top.
Get some of those bifold doors that open up.
Yeah, I mean, this has to come in sections in some manner, because otherwise, this is not making it past a garage.
Look at that.
It's huge.
If we could have had
so
this
good.
In ugly. If we could have had this in college, first of all, we wouldn't have been able to get into our apartment. No. It wouldn't have fit. But, I mean, we couldn't have got in even if we got it in. But we would have really loved it then.
I can't believe you guys are such buzzkills.
I would have loved this if we found it, like if it was a donation.
Steve, do you possess any animal-based furniture now?
No, that's why. I want this one. This is great.
Here, my God. We have one completely finished in brown color, and we have a second one here in black color. Not only is this amazing design, but it's also unexpectedly super comfortable. Have a look here. You can use a six-pack.
Yeah, it's filled with the dreams of people that wouldn't be working in sweatshops to make gorilla couches.
It might be made of real gorillas. They don't care.
Absolutely might.
It looks really soft, though.
Steve, I am stunned that 2 days in a row you're trying to find ways to become divorced.
Yeah, why don't you fill a greeting card envelope with all of your skin shavings off your foot, and then when she opens it, you can say, you've won a gorilla couch as the foot glitter falls out in her face.
I'll bet this is stuffed with the foot scrapings of Chinese preteens. Who were forced to work there at the gorilla sofa factory.
I'd cancel my order if that was the case.
Would you? I don't know.
Wow. This isn't a gorilla couch, but it's some sort of, it's probably an anime character of some sort that someone sent us from AliExpress, which I assume that's Alibaba. Right?
Alibaba.
Ali, yeah.
Alibaba.
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 I remember when you guys were talking about how you don't correct everything I say. It was a fun time about an hour ago. But
Alibaba.
Tapioca is in my Alibaba. But it's got teeth and everything, and it's got a cover, but it's only $10,812.
Oh, man.
It's marked off 20%. So.
Oh, that's amazing. It's getting more expensive.
Wow. Kelly, give me some of that girl math. Isn't that saving?
That's good.
$6,000?
Yeah, you're basically making money.
Look at this thing. That's got to be the most expensive thing on Alibaba, because everything on there is usually under a dollar.
Ew.
Oh, wow. That is just disgusting.
Looks like male DNA came alive and wants to eat someone.
Don't judge, Maitland. You just said that might look good in someone's house.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
When?
When you were talking about how we'd help you pick up the most ugly
furniture
ever.
Yeah, I'm not picking that up.
Nobody's picking that up.
I'm talking about like furniture that's from like a nursing home. That's my house.
Well, that's a lot better. Yeah. Okay, we apologize for offending your sensibilities.
Maitland will know she's made it when she can buy used nursing home furniture.
I'm looking for a sofa that's heavy because of the weight of bodily fluids that drained into it after Gladys died.
The only teeth I want on my furniture fell out of Grandpappy's mouth 10 minutes ago.
Comes in a glass.
Oh, just a minute ago. I want it still
warm.
I want
fresh teeth.
Look at this one. Look at this.
Okay.
Is that a sloth?
So it's a sloth. It's a sloth like papasan chair.
Understand, Steve? Are you okay?
I'm good.
These are shockingly tacky for your taste.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not saying that they look great. I mean, I think they do look great. But
can I see your cup? I want to see what flavor Mountain Dew you're drinking. This is out of control.